We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I mean, Jimmy went deep into the archives to get a little Supremes here, but there's a reason. There's a method to the madness, Crowder. By the way, I'm back. My internet is back, and I appreciate you guys finishing out the interview with Paul Severino there. Someone texted in, this is a good listener from yesterday, and that's why managers cannot manage from home. Alana? We had suggested yesterday that baseball managers could really do their job from home, just like we do, because they have a little FaceTime on the bench. Hey, you know, hey. Get ready to bat, Luis, you know, whatever. But
I don't think they yell, get ready to bat.
As if the internet goes down. Anyway, Diana Ross from the Supremes. She is 80 years old today.
Wow.
Did anyone see, by the way, and I'll get to the stock market report, all the stuff here. Did anyone see, by the way, the ladies who tweeted out the video of Smokey Robinson in concert the other day?
No.
And he's doing, you know, Smokey famously on this show, Chanukah. But Smokey from the Miracles, I mean, one of the most legendary crooners of all time, Smokey Robinson, he is on stage and he is doing this thing, man.
Sexy.
And you hear the lady who's taking the video and she's like, can you believe he's 82? And the thing that went viral was, yes, yes, we can believe he's 82 because he is in slow motion trying to be sexy. I got to send this to you. It's one of the funniest things that you've ever seen. But Diana Ross is 80.
You know what doesn't age well? The sexy.
Sexy. Although sexy, some people, Smokey, no. For 82, Hot. When I send you this video, because Billy Dee Williams is still sexy, and he's got to be in his 80s.
Hawk, sexy is something you can't say for 82. There's certain things you can. No, Hawk, there is no 82-year-old sexy.
Smokey Robinson is pretty sexy. No. By the way, Diana Ross, have you seen her in concert lately?
No.
At 80, Dolly Parton. We saw her at the Thanksgiving halftime.
She saw is that.
Sexy.
She's not sexy. She's 82. What? And she's still, like, there are clauses you can say for age. Like, oh, wow, he moves well for 85. Or, well, he can still walk for 84. He's jogging at 91, but there's no sexy at 82. That's not sexy.
I'm not certain that you're sexy, right on this one.
Hawk, sexy expires.
I'm not certain. I think there are certain exceptions to the rule.
No, it's nostalgia.
Smokey Robinson, Diana Ross, Dolly Parton. No, there are exceptions to the rule.
You didn't see Dolly and say,
Joe Biden,
boy.
Joe Budden.
Joe Biden and Joe Budden are the same age.
Joe Budden's an old soul. Old soul. He is. Give me that.
But Hawk, sexy expires. I tell you, Dolly back on what, 9 to 5? That was her. Right,
but she was in her 30s or 20s.
And when I see 9 to 5, even in low definition, I'd be like, damn, Dolly. I did not watch Thanksgiving game and say, damn, Dolly.
I think you did. I don't think you're remembering it correctly. here's the stock market report. It's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. So Dow Jones down 31 points today. S&P 500 down 14 points. and the NASDAQ down 68 points. So a red day all across. Cat Talk hockey fans, big one tonight. Don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So Panthers, they're home tonight. They're home for three games. They host Boston tonight. You can hear the game on 790 AM. It is going to be a doozy at the Amerant Bank Arena tonight. Thursday, they host the Islanders, and we're doing the show live at the Amerant Bank Arena on Thursday. You're going to have Tobin and Leroy live at the Marlins opener on Thursday, and we'll be live at the Panthers game on Thursday. And then Saturday, they host the Red Wings. Panthers have exactly 11 games left before the postseason. I got to get you this Smokey Robinson video because you're gonna laugh. And I think you're going to – listen, he's 82. There's no question he's not Smokey at 30 sexy, but at 82, he's still doing his thing.
Crowder, I just saw the video. It looks like halfway through his quote-unquote sexy dance, he forgot he was on stage.
Because he's 82.
Which can be sexy at times, right? When you don't really know where you are.
He looked up and thought he was at Panera. Hey, whoa, who are these people?
It's really funny. Because they go, yeah, we do know he's 82. Oh, this one doesn't have the you. Do you know he's 82? But I'll send it to you anyway, so you get the Hawks. Because he looks good for 82.
Sexy expires. I just wanna warn you, Hawk. I think your expiration date's coming up.
Look at this. Look at that. Look at what he's wearing with the purple Solana. You can't tell me he doesn't look sexy, Solana.
Can Smokey Robinson walk into a bar and pick up a yes. woman without her knowing he's Smokey Robinson?
No.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay. I just got it.
All right. He is expired.
Now. Look at my Smokey.
He went to sleep.
No, he didn't. He's being sexy.
That's sexy?
Yes.
Got his chest out.
He's sexy.
Come on.
What? He's for 82?
This is ridiculous. And if somebody thinks they're sexy, what are they going to do? Go have a gelato? There's nothing at the...
That is sexy.
There's nothing at the back end of this. Oh, come on, man.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on this because he looks good doing his thing. They're screaming, man.
No. And they had those 7 heart attacks.
Oh, someone just said Ernie Hudson. That's the Black Ghostbuster. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the promo picture for the new Ghostbusters movie? Because he's in it. He's 80, I believe.
He's 78. Ernie.
78. He looks good. Solana, you got to admit, he looks good.
You're right, but he's yoked. Like, he's Diesel.
Yep, right.
He wears the...
Smokey's a little yoked.
Egg yoked, maybe.
Are you looking at the same video I'm looking at, Hawk?
Yeah, he looks good, man.
Hawk, he looks like he can't move. His feet don't move off the ground. If he steps, he's going to fall. That should be the Hawk, that should be the life alert video.
That's so wrong. Don't do Smokey that way.
If you see somebody making this move, push the button on their wrist.
Dude, celebrating a little Chinooka, getting sexy, wearing his purple Chinooka vest. I mean, come on.
God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinooka. Have a wonderful time.
Anyway, happy birthday, Diana Ross. Let's get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. Who's the Mount Rushmore of Smokies? You got Smokey Robinson, obviously. Smokey from Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right? Smokey the Bear.
The Bear.
And Smokey and the Bandit.
That's it.
Look at that. We just nailed it. Smokey Mountains.
I don't know if And the Bandit makes it. I just yelled that out because you named
it. No, I think it probably does.
It does. Mm. Well, Smokey from Friday. Smokey from Friday doesn't make it across. I don't think it makes it across all the racial lines.
Probably not. I don't even know if Solana knows Smokey from Friday.
I know Smokey from Friday.
What'd he do?
He was the other main character. What's his name? Not Chris Rock. The guy from Rush Hour.
Chris Tucker.
The guy from Rush Hour. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know his name.
All right. Well, I didn't know if you were thinking Day Day or Smokey, because Smokey disappeared after the first one.
If you saw Action Bronson courtside a couple days ago,
he was Smokey.
He was just tired. Y'all leave Action alone.
Somebody texts in, Smokey didn't forget he was on stage. He was being aloof, and that's sexy. I'm with that. He was being aloof.
Aloof is sexy?
That was whatever Smokey Robinson was doing on stage there was sexy.
Was not sexy.
You should put that on the cover of Crowder Powder.
Octogenarian. That's going to sell.
No, but it should be you wearing that purple outfit.
Rubbing on his knees.
Rubbing on your Crowder powder.
Because he has no meniscus or cartilage.
You do cat talk yet, Hawk?
I did.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, somebody points out on the Mount Rushmore of Smokey, your clothes got to be Smokey.
To be Smokey, man.
Nowadays, though, I mean, they're saying they're going to figure out how to keep you alive until you're like 120, right? People have found the key to life, to extended life.
Crowder powder.
Bingo.
And it's available at crowderpowder.com.
My man.
We saw that you added cups.
We got cups. We got bottle openers. We have koozies. We have shirts. But we're rolling, baby.
Crowderpowder.com. You don't order your... I was talking yesterday. I gave some to my electrician. He sent me pictures of like pork chops that they were making. I gave some to my contractor. I gave some to the guy from... Celsius. And he sent me pictures. Everyone, and no one, you know, no one has a vested interest in this. Everyone loves this stuff. And well, it's finally available online at crowderpowder.com.
And at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And I'm doing a tasting April 20th. So you come out 11 to 3, and I'm going to be out there cooking, having a good time. I'm trying to bring a DJ. You know, I want to make a party happen.
I'm coming out there. I'll tell you why. This is a shocking admission. I've never been to Delaware Chicken Farm.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
You're going to get stuck. There. You're going to get hooked.
I know. Is it still stone crab season or is that past?
No, it still is right now. It'll still be, what is that, ends of May?
So I'm going to get stone crab.
It's the summer months.
Crowder powder. Yeah, we're coming out. My wife and I are coming. April 20th, Delaware Chicken Farm. We are coming to the Crowder Powder Fiesta.
Man, y'all get some Crowder powder in. You get a little feisty. You can use my truck.
But I'm only coming if you will acknowledge that Smokey Robinson at 82 is sexy.
I'll do the Smokey Robinson sexy dance if you come.
All right. That's a fair compromise.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. All right, let me get all the stuff out of the way, and then we'll get to the important stuff.
Somebody points out that it's good people are living to 120 now because that's how long it's going to take for Crowder to figure out how to use the credit card machine.
Hey, man.
That picture, that video of Smokey Robinson, is Crowder in the tunnel at the Ameren Bank Arena trying to pull out the credit card machine.
I told him to get me a square. And the dude was like, the POS machine is easier than the square. I said, bull butter.
Square plugs right into your phone. You swipe it. You're done.
That's what I thought. But he was like, the POS system just supposed to be like tap, 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 tap. No, bull butter. Bull butter, Jack. Don't tell me that.
Did you ask him after you go into the language settings, where exactly you need to go from there?
What setting do I use to get it to work?
I often do that. I stop, you know, say at the gas station, and you pull your card out at the pump, and the pump immediately says language settings, goes through the whole routine.
When you get to the pump and you pull out your credit card and you go to tap and it says, please see cashier, do you walk inside?
I'm out of there. Nope.
You just go to another, you go to another gas station, right?
Nope. Yep.
Driving away. I hate it.
That's the worst. Because you know what's going to happen when you get in there? Oh, let me reset the system. Head back out there. And then then you're waiting. And they're resetting the system. They look like Smokey Robinson behind the They're slow and plodding. And I'm out of there. I cut my losses.
Even when I go inside and it says tap, insert, or slide, or swipe. Tap, insert, swipe. Oh, the tap doesn't work. Well, take it off the machine, sir. Because I don't want to sit there and jam my card in this little slot. No, I'm not doing it. I'll leave. I'll leave. Keep my Fritos.
The Miami Heat, they do play tonight. 7:30 versus the Golden State Warriors. And as Hawk mentioned, Panthers-Bruins will be at 7. Canes baseball will be at FIU tonight. Canes baseball versus FIU baseball at 6 p.m.
Now, back in my day, you don't even remember this, Solana, but you used to have to go into the gas station. And you had to be like Karnak, the Magnificent. You had to guess how much money you were going to spend. You'd wait in the line, and then you go, $23, pump number 7. And then you'd walk out, and you'd start filling your car. It's done at 17. Now, like a dope, you got to go back, get back in line. Yeah, I think you owe me $6.50, pump 7, because I got it wrong, you know. It was, I mean, just a different world. You had to guess. You had to guess how much money you were putting in your gas tank.
Hawk, you were alive when they had the credit card, right, on the little blue paper?
Yep.
Yeah.
I used to work at a video store where I had to do that.
Yeah. They had to make an imprint of the credit card to charge.
And then you had to rip up the carbon copy. Everybody was afraid that if you left the carbon copy in there, now you had the person's credit card number. So you had to rip up the carbons.
What would stop people from just creating fake credit cards and going on major shopping sprees, just committing credit card fraud?
You mean like a counterfeit card?
Yeah, like a counterfeit card, because nobody would be able to know that they weren't going to be able to process a transaction, right? Like a store wouldn't know that they can't process that transaction. It's a fake card until it's been sent in to process. So what would stop somebody from just creating a counterfeit card, fake name, fake number, take it to the store, they go, all right, now I got this jumbo TV, and it's mine, and good luck finding me.
Well, this was before internet.
I can't tell if Hawk is frozen again or if he's just in, if I stumped him on this.
If he's thinking.
Yeah, because.
it hell of a point, but yeah, it's not.
No, I genuinely don't know because I remember that too. I remember early of my life when my parents would take us somewhere, McDonald's or whatever, pull out the credit card, little swipe of the thing, they give you the carbon copy in the back, and you paid the credit card. But what was stopping people from just counterfeit credit cards?
I think there was a limited amount of, like, there's not all this Chase and Platinum and Blang and Bloom and Blom. It wasn't like that. It was 3 credit cards in the world, Solana.
Damn. I would have been killing it in the early 90s, baby.
You wouldn't have been Woo-hoo! Killing nothing.
I would have been killing it in the early 90s, man.
You'd have hit him in the head.
I mean, listen, bro, everybody in Miami's got some sort of hookup. I tweeted this a couple weeks ago, Crowder, and, you know, people were calling me a narc or whatever, but I feel like it's gone so far past the point of narking on anybody. Everybody in Miami, everybody, knows either a primo or a prima or a tío that can hook them up with a handicap parking pass. Mm-hmm. Every single person. Bro, you go to any mall in South Florida. You go anywhere in South Florida. Everybody's parking for free with a handicap decal. Everybody. There aren't that many people that need a handicap decal in Miami. Everybody's got the hookup in South Florida. It's crazy.
I know. It's what I actually tell people that come down here. It's actually one of the texts. I don't know if you read it when Jonnu Smith got down here. Oh, when guys get traded to Miami or guys move to Miami, I tell them, I'm like, bro, I got you. If you need anything in Miami, I've been here 20 years. To your point. And they'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, you know. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not just talking about a lawn man. Like, if you need something in Miami, give me a call. I can get you into restaurants or anything else. But I don't want to text out all my hookups because now it's on wax. And I don't want to put all the hookups on wax.
Yeah.
But if you need something in Miami, I got you. And I got, you know, I might not park all the way in the back every time. You know?
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro. It's crazy. I mean, the Porsche 911 is parking handicap. 19-year-old kid gets out of it. What?
I get hot, too.
Uh-huh.
But I'm the guy, actually, my wife gets hot about it. I'm the guy that if there's a spot four in, but it's between two people, and there's a spot 11 or 12 down and it's open, I'm the old man that pulls down because I don't want nobody's door to hit my truck.
Bro, I park far as hell. I'm getting these steps in, man. I'm at Publix, I park far as hell. And the person that waits for somebody to leave their spot, like you're at Publix, right? And you see somebody with the shopping cart. They happen to be one of the first spots right in front. So now they get the shopping cart. They're driving on the concrete. They get to their car. It's an old lady. She's opening up the trunk. She's looking through her purse. She can't find the keys. Where's the keys? Now she finally gets the key open. She opens up the trunk. She's putting her groceries in. Now she wants to walk the cart all the way back to the store, comes back to the car. The person that waits there for that spot, are you effing kidding me? I mean, you're holding up traffic. Now I'm behind you. Just go park 15 feet away, you lazy bum. 15 feet away.
It's bad. It's bad at Publix, but it's terrible at Walmart. I know what you're saying. I park so far. My wife hates it, so yeah. I got to ride around with her. But if it's just me and the kids, oh, yeah, man, we won't even see the store. We'll park around the corner and walk across. We'll have to wait at a crossing walk to get to the store if it's on me.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You got to get those steps in, bro. I'm with you. all right. There's a lot of stuff that I wanted to get to. McDonald's is adding a new menu item soon. And Crowder, the door that saved Kate Winslet's character in the Titanic, Rose.
Yeah.
It was on sale at auction. So here's what we'll do. We'll take a break. And on the other side, we got to fit in 15 minutes of heat, but I mean, whatever, you know. We're going to hopefully get back with Hawk connected, and we're going to get to these stories. That's what I want to do.
Sounds good.
All right. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on? Did I miss anything?
Nothing, Madam Musil, Mark. We're good.
You thought for 45 seconds.
I was doing my Smokey Robinson.
I was sexy. I was just as sexy as Smokey.
Hawk, let's take a break. I'm going to do weather. Let's take a break. And then on the other side, I have some stuff that I wanted to get to here. And I figured we'll take a break and we'll do it on the other side. Is that cool with you?
I'm in for whatever you want to do. I didn't get to finish what we were talking about, and I forget what it was, to be quite honest.
All right. All right. Your weather.
Can I talk about Gulfstream Park?
You can, but let me finish up weather really quickly.
All right.
From the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866-954 more.
What'd you guys do? Just headlines?
No, we talked about parking in the park. We talked about some foolishness.
I was saying that everybody in Miami has a hookup for a handicap decal sticker. Everybody. I mean, you go anywhere and people just have the primo or the prima that knows somebody with the counterfeit machine, so everybody's got that hookup, and nobody's paying for parking anymore. They're just parking free with the handicap decal.
I got a text from Goldie, who said he used to work in a video store as well and used to run the credit card machine, Royal Video. Mine was Video Plus.
Hawk, how far are you away from getting a real handicap sticker?
I move better than the both of you, the three of you. I have such better mobility than the three of you. I'd lap you.
I'll sign your walker.
Somebody says, though, there was no way to counterfeit those credit cards back. Like, there wasn't equipment to make. I mean, there was, but it wasn't like, I mean, that would require heavy duty equipment to make fake credit cards.
And Huck, there was not all these credit unions and credit, just different ace cards, Chase this, Chase that. There were like three type of cards.
Then you used to have the little book. Like you like a phone book with tiny numbers of fraudulent, of like stolen credit card numbers. It was such a different time. It was such a different time. Now it's easy to counterfeit. I think it's easier now than it was then. Oh, yeah.
I wrote my CPA a check, and he almost had a heart attack.
I mean, who's writing checks?
He was like, you can just like wire it to me or Zelle it or anything. I was like, no. To who? To who? Where? Okay. Should I put something on the memo line?
Bro, my aunt wrote me a check when I got engaged, like a congratulatory check. Congratulatory check.
Congratulatory? Who was that?
And, bro, like, I have to go cash this? I have to go deposit it?
No, you can deposit it electronically.
No, I can't. I tried. Sure you can. It's a different bank. It's a different bank, so I can't.
It doesn't matter that it's a different bank. You deposit it in your bank.
Just on the back, you write.
Or electronic deposit.
Yeah, electronic deposit, and write your bank name on the line on the back.
You don't have to deposit. It can be a different bank to deposit a check.
Nah, I don't think you guys are right about this. Because I tried. I tried on my phone, and it said it.
What are you talking about?
Denied. It told me denied.
No, then you're not doing it right. Are you keeping it within the frame?
Yeah, and you need a dark background.
I don't know, man. What the hell? Who gives me a check? I mean,
but honestly, you don't know how to deposit a check.
No, I mean, I know how to deposit a check, but this one, for whatever reason, doesn't work. But also, don't give me a check. I mean, what are we doing with a check?
Well, just, what do you mean? It's a different bank. It doesn't matter what bank it's written on. You're not cashing it.
Just Zelle me or Venmo me. I mean, what the hell am I supposed to do with this? It's been in my wallet 2 months now. 2 months it's been in my wallet.
That's probably, on you.
And it's probably bad.
That's on you.
Give it here. I'll figure it out. Give it here.
All right. Anything else?
That's your weather.
All right. Very good.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Cracker Barrel, their naming back in the day was terrible.
I actually like it.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, you want to do a little 15 minutes of heat here? It's sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. By the way, one more time, the Heat are back with the Junior Heat Summer Camp. It's June 17th through August 17th. Boys and girls ages 7 to 16 can sharpen their game at either Slam Miami or Cooper City High School. Campers will participate in a variety of competitions, fundamental drills, and games. If you want more info, you want to sign up your kids, go to heat.com/juniorheat. I'm going to look at the lines for tonight. I've got the DeJounte Murray unders. No, who's the guy? What's his name? Solana?
Dante Porter.
You want to guess the line on tonight's Heat game? So it's the Heat hosting the Warriors. Correct me if I'm wrong, Solana. a battle of two teams that maybe you thought would be in different spots come this time of year?
Yeah, I'd say the Warriors are a bit more surprising. If we would have told you, hey, the Miami Heat would be battling in the exact same spot, yes, we'd be surprised, but not as surprised as Golden State, a game away. They have a game lead on the Houston Rockets only for that 10th spot. I mean, they could very much be out of the playoffs a week from now.
Man.
You want to guess the line? Heat hosting the Warriors tonight.
Heat, 3.
Juana?
Yeah, Miami, 1.5, 2.
Heat are +2.5.
Dogs.
The Warriors are 2.5-point favorites tonight.
Wow.
Which leads me to check Ira Winderman's Twitter just to see if someone's been ruled out. No, you know, I mean, Jimmy missed the shoot around, but expected to be available.
Yeah.
So that hasn't changed. Let's see. You want to guess player props? Over under Steph Curry tonight?
24.
23.5.
25.5. Jimmy Butler?
21.
Yeah, 21.5.
22.5. Upped his game by a point. Bam is 19.5.
Yep.
Terry Rozier, 18.5. Nikola Jovic, 7.5. Want to guess Patty Mills? Over under for Patty Mills.
I think he dropped 10 last game. Right? Yeah, man. 8.
Just based on the fact that he's averaging 10 field goal attempts in the first quarter per game over the past two games, and he's probably going to start again tonight. I'd say 7.5.
6.5 is the over under. And I everything in my head tells me to bet the Patty Mills over, other than the fact that if you've watched Patty Mills, to rely on him going over, I believe, would be a maddening event. Because not that he can't, because we've seen it, but he also, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't I see that stat after game one, and I'm not including the last game against Cleveland, but after his first game, up until before the game against Cleveland, he was 3 of 31 from three?
It was up until that game against New Orleans. He was 3 of 31, and I'll tell you right now, that game against New Orleans didn't exactly help his cause either for field goal shooting percentage.
Holy mackerel. I mean, that was bad. Yeah, I don't think I could bring myself to bet a Patty Mills over, which leads me to believe that I'm going to bet the Patty Mills over tonight.
The thing is, it's tricky because he's going to start, and from what we've seen, he's going to put up shots.
He's going to fire away. There's no question.
And there are games, like we saw in that first one, he knocks down 2 3. He takes 5 attempts in that first quarter. 2 of them go in for him, and they're threes, which is normally what he's taking. He's already at 6.
Right. Also, if he's 0 of 5 in the first quarter, he's not going to stop shooting threes. There is no circumstance where he's going to stop shooting.
I like the Rozier under.
Under 6.5?
No, Rozier.
Oh, Rozier. What was it? 17.5?
18?
18.5.
That's 18.5?
It's been balling.
You know where I've been. I have been betting. By the way, I got some exclusive bets. I'm not going to share it with the listeners because he charges money for this. But I got some bets tonight from Lee Sterling. He said, I got some tonight that I'm putting my own money on. But I don't know what to do because I want to bet that. But it's like the NIT, first of all. Can I really bet the NIT?
Shoot me a screenshot. You want to see my Hard Rock bet list?
I am on such a cold streak. Yeah. Listen, that ain't nothing, Jack. That ain't nothing.
That's you at World Baseball Classic. Rojo, 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 rojo.
Got all red. My last win was Grand Canyon.
Let me see if I have a last win.
It's a week ago.
Let's see if I have. Oh, my last win was the Heat Pelicans game. Heat first and last points of the game. Delightful wager. Since then, I've lost a 4-way parlay. I had the Panthers to win against the Rangers. I had the Heat to score the first and last point of the Cavs game. Speaking of Patty Mills, he had an opportunity to score the first point. He missed that. I had a three-game parlay in the NHL that did not cash. I need a winner tonight, but I think I'm going to bet the Heat score the first and last point because I get such great enjoyment out of this wager, even though I'm one of four on it. It's just fun.
I was a part of your three of four that we lost.
Did you hit one? We hit one, I thought.
No, I bet one of the ones that you said that day, and I put it in, and we lost.
Heat to score the first and last points tonight, plus 190. I mean, that's terrific odds for something that has a very good chance of happening. Also has a very good chance of not happening. Probably has a better chance of not happening based on the fact that it's plus 190 and Vegas doesn't often lose money.
I love when people know.
Warriors score the first and last point is plus 190 as well.
Seems like a toss-up with no Vig in there, doesn't it?
How about a first player to score tonight? Terry Rozier is the favorite at plus 425. Because what? He gets the tip and then just like bam tips it to him and then he immediately jacks up a shot?
Yeah, he's the Heat have basically just been running Rozier ISO. And he's kind of the guy taking more shots than anybody else right now for Miami.
How about Patty Mills scores the first bucket tonight, plus 800?
He had it the
other
day. If he
gets his hands on the ball, he's going to shoot.
Spo will slap him.
He had it the other day. Remember,
yeah,
I texted
he had a chance
you.
He had a chance to get that first bucket.
He took a jumper, and it was halfway down.
Halfway down, and inexplicably bounced out. And remember how I won the Pelicans bet? There were like three possessions on each team before there was a basket. I'm telling you, you'll never feel more alive than when you bet first basket, last basket, or first point, last point. You will never feel more alive because you are so invested on the opening tip. People aren't even at their seats. You are so invested in what's about to happen. Every game I've bet it, I get fooled. I go, oh, this game's starting at 7:30 on ESPN? Okay, perfect. 7:44, it probably tips off. But like a dummy, I'm sitting there at 7:30. I'm waiting. I don't want to miss the opening tip. There's only two things that I care about, the opening tip and then the final possession, which is an absurd thing to care about in most instances.
You watch the opening tip, then go to dinner.
I watch The Office. Check the CBS Sports app. I see that there's, 45 seconds left in the game. It could be down 80. I am on pins and needles. The best bet out there. Oh, speaking of money tonight, I think, is it Mega Millions tonight? Is that the one?
Oh, no. Is it Mega Million? It's 1.1 billion somewhere.
Yeah, it's over a billion tonight.
Oh, I'm locked in, baby.
Is it Mega Millions?
I don't know because I turned my tickets in earlier.
Tonight, Mega Millions, $1.13 billion is the jackpot. Anybody have a play on that? Anybody have anybody handicap that?
Yeah. Get your $10 quick pick and go home, go to bed.
Did you get any yet?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to go get some. $1.13 billion.
I don't like how the grocery store or the convenience store workers act like it's an inconvenience for you to check my tickets. I know I didn't win the billion, but I know I might have got $4 on this Powerball.
Check your tickets, but there's self-scan machines. Check them yourself.
Go run my tickets through the machine, lady.
Check them yourself.
I bought these. Go run them through the machine.
And if you have the lottery app, it scans off the app.
No, Hawk. I'm old school.
You don't need to be.
I'm old school.
Go I'm with run. The Publix workers. You're wasting their time if you're having them scan the tickets.
I went to Wawa this morning because I had to buy my new Mega. I play Powerball and Mega Millions twice a week. And I'm like, just run these. And she was like, huh? The machine's right there. Just run the tickets through the machine. That's what I want you to do. Please.
What's the fun of not checking your tickets, by the way? Like, I love waking up in the morning. I check my tickets, and if I have three numbers, then I check and I see how much the three numbers pays.
I check when I get up because I don't wait up at for 11:45 whatever. I have kids, but in the morning I get up on the way to drop my two younger kids off. I sit there and I check the tickets, see if I won, and then I take them to the gas station and tell them to run the tickets.
Yeah, I don't know if I subscribe to that.
Run anyway. My tickets.
Get your Mega Millions tickets tonight. Win over $1 billion. I mean, or don't get them. I don't care. Who's the ESPN guy that got in trouble for saying gambling? It's a risk-free investment. It's the stupidest thing. People love to get outraged for no reason.
Yeah.
Guy was obviously being tongue-in-cheek. Like, tangent here. All right. Anyway, Heat tonight. Here's my play. If you're interested. Heat to score the first and the last point, plus 190. It'll be the time of your life.
Going Rozier under.
I want to bet the Patty Mills over. God, that is going to be so annoying. It's going to be a really annoying bet.
It will.
Nothing yet on the lineup, so I was checking Ira's Twitter. Heat tonight, you'll hear it on 560 WQAM. Solana's going to get ready to head on over to the Kaseya Center. Preheat, what, 6:15 tonight?
Yes, sir, 6:15.
And the Panthers game tonight will be on AM 790 with our friend Doug Plagans along with Billy Lindsay, and that will be a big one in Sunrise tonight against the Bruins. All right, let's take a break. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. We'll get headlines from Dan Day. Solana's heading out to the Kaseya Center. We'll get you all situated for the 5 o'clock hour in a moment.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Papareno.
Papalecano.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.